This is Passport to Texas. The digital revolution has made it easier than ever for nature and wildlife photographers, no matter what their skill level, to take great photographs. Something the camera cannot provide, however, is a place to take those pictures. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says that's where Texas Parks and Wildlife can help the beginning or seasoned shutterbug.
One of the reasons that state parks are popular places for outdoor photography, be that for landscapes or for wildlife, is because we have places that are accessible with viewing blinds, set up where you can be unobtrusive to the wildlife but get really up close for a great photograph. So remember that when you're shaping your photos, where you set up, if it's wildlife viewing blinds in parks or even on your own ranch near a source of water or near a feeder, you want to predict the shot as much as you can. And that way the guesswork is limited and you're able to zoom in on an area and get that great shot you've been looking for.
Thanks, Brian. Great tips. Share your wildlife photographs on our Facebook page. You can find it at facebook.com/Texas Parks and Wildlife. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin. Well, that's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.